The people of Mendota, California never thought it would happen. Year 2009 became the year food lines stretched along city blocks because loss of work prevented earning needed money to buy food at the store. Vulnerability caused by the absence of water in this farming community has demonstrated the domino effect of changes that water creates on our social and economic systems. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Mayor Silva has been concerned about his community's well-being for many years. Conversations surrounding diminishing water deliveries to the local farmers was a reality that now impacts the city in ways that could not be predicted.
Just never imagined this was going to happen. We've been talking about this for years, that we all knew things were going to happen, but we didn't realize the impact it was going to create. When you see the majority of people standing around here in the middle of summer doing nothing, that really impacted us. I mean, like I said, there's limited work out there. Okay, and every 2 weeks we've been getting food distributions, and the lines have been a couple of blocks long, and people see this as the only way to put food on the table. Now this, I hate to go through this winter like this because, like I said, 40% unemployment was highest in California and possibly the nation. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but if we don't get things fixed, this is what we're going to see in our community, in all West Side communities. There was like 3-4 cities that were impacted, and you see this in every city.
The four cities that Mayor Silva mentioned are Fireball, Huron, San Joaquin, and Selma. I drove around the farmlands in these areas and was vividly aware of water shortage. Traveling from eastern Fresno County to the water short western county sections takes you from a very much alive and green landscape to a windblown brown parched land surface that seems to be temporarily forgotten. The breadbasket of America wasn't depicted in the western county, and I can only wonder what this scene must look like to the many eastern U.S. states and countries around the world. The mayor was visited by a group of businessmen from Japan earlier this year who were concerned with California's ability to continue producing foods for their country's businesses.
Recently, we hosted three gentlemen from Japan, and one of the things that they wanted to do is because they wanted to see how the valley is still able to supply in the future to Japan, because they're concerned about what's going on over there, because they import especially the oranges and lemons and stuff like that. They are out here already checking things out, what is going to happen in the future, because if California folds, you know, they're looking for other markets to buy. And like I said, dealing with produce at the store, I mean, I see produce from everywhere in central Mexico and South America. And let me tell you, those people are just waiting. Just something happens here, because they're going to, believe me, they're going to try and do what they can to take over the world markets. And if we fail here in California, it's going to be drastic.
Although there are many other San Joaquin Valley farms that are receiving water and successfully producing high-yield crops, the experience felt by Mayor Silva and his communities is a warning shot across the bow of the regulating and farming communities. Continued water shortage, especially during increasingly longer consecutive year droughts, will impact more farms and cities across California. At some point, the impacts could influence world opinion and California's own breadbasket.
If we don't solve this problem of the water deliveries here in the Central Valley, you're going to see a lot of communities on unemployment, welfare, and what's that going to solve? Absolutely nothing.
Social impacts from lack of adequate water can influence many lives. Western Fresno County's water shortage is an example that impacts our country's food supply and basic daily living activities of able and willing workers. Workers that have dedicated their livelihood to farming. Changing climate and a growing demand for water by ecosystems of thirsty populations raises our vulnerability to water shortage. Working together and becoming observant and responsive to these early warnings can help us adapt into a successful future. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.